You're listening to Leadership Podcast, a series of short, insightful discussions with experts in the field of volunteer leadership. Brought to you by the AREA Center for Leadership Development and the Center for Association Leadership. Your interviewer is Elaine LaChapelle.
I'm speaking today with Jerry Teplitz. He's an author and speaker, and today we're talking about creating new dimensions of leadership. Welcome, Jerry.
Thank you, Elaine.
Tell me what you mean by that, creating new dimensions of leadership. What does that involve?
Well, the notion is, have you ever, for example, talked to somebody and they didn't understand really what they were supposed to do and got confused, come back and did it all wrong? And what may have happened is a breakdown in communication, because people need to be communicated in certain ways depending on their, what I call, behavior style. So, for example, a concept person, if you're walking up to them and you're a detailed person and you like to talk detail, so you give them lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots, not only will they fall asleep, but their eyes will roll back in their head and they won't get it. They won't, when you come back, they'll have done it wrong or not done it at all. Versus if you reverse it and you're very concept-oriented, you walk up to somebody who's very detail-oriented as a leader and you give them a couple of concepts as to what they do, thinking that was enough, that detail person sitting there saying, I don't have enough information to figure out what to do, and you come back in both of those situations and they blew it, got it wrong, didn't do it at all for entirely different reasons. So this is a seminar that looks at you're creating these new dimensions by understanding yourself first, and then how do you figure out the other person's behavior style, and then what do you do to adapt to the situation? So we're talking about a concept of behavioral flexibility with that.
So I guess one of the first concepts is you have to figure out what your behavior style is and what others might be in order to have that flexibility. How do you do that?
Well, there's three different ways to do it. The most detailed is on my website. We actually have an online report that divides people into what I call 103 different styles. There's also a booklet that called the DISC Classic 2.0 that divides people into 15 styles. But in the seminar, what I do when I don't have enough time to do the more in-depth is I ask people two questions. So would you like to be my guinea pig for the questions, Elaine?
Sure, I'll be your guinea pig.
Okay, so the questions are, 51% of the time in your work situation, would you describe yourself as more active and outgoing or more reserved?
Active and outgoing for me.
So I've got a second set of questions then for you. Would you say you're more concerned with directing of others or relating with others?
More relating.
Relating. So you're a person who is people-oriented. You don't like lots and lots of detail. You will make decisions pretty quickly. And your fear is loss of social approval. You want people to, you know, be friends and liked and that kind of stuff. And you're optimistic. Mm-hmm. Is that a good summary?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So just from answering those two questions, then I have, with the information then in terms of what the different styles are about, I know in terms of relating to you, not to overload you with information initially as terms of what you need to do, just give you some of the highlights and make sure I, you know, we joked it up a little bit and we had some fun in the communication as well.
And then by understanding those questions, that leads you to understand not only your style and, as you said, clearly the styles of others so that you can do some of that adjusting. Now, how does that relate to leadership? What is it about that that helps you be a better leader?
Well, if you've got a team of people under you, and if you don't know this style concept and you relate to everybody the same, I guarantee you, you're missing a whole bunch of folks who are not you and that are missing the boat in terms of communicating with them. One of the examples I gave is if your whole board of directors in an association or board of realtors, if they actually took this profile and knew their behavior styles and everybody in the board shared. So you've got the detail folks, you've got the concept folks, you've got the ones who are pushing ahead for change. So for example, a new idea comes up, the pushing ahead for change folks go, I got it, let's do it. But then they would need, with this information, turn to the more detailed folks and say, what else do you need to make a decision? What's the information you need? So instead of looking at them and saying, why are you holding up the decision? Because you think everybody ought to decide the way I did, because I decided real quickly. It's called, you're now bringing it to the level of saying, what is the pieces that you need to now make a decision that's going to work for you, so that you can then give them that information so they can then move forward.
And you can understand they have a different need, as you said, than they do, than you might.
Yeah,
and,
because if you don't feed that need of theirs, they're just going to be resistant. You know, I'll vote no on this because, and you won't get that they're voting no just because you didn't give them the information they needed.
Very interesting. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking a short bit of time to explain that to us today. I've been speaking with author and speaker Dr. Jerry Teplitz on creating new dimensions of leadership.
You've been listening to Leadership Podcast. To subscribe to this podcast, go to ARIA.com/leadership or CALT.ca.